This is Season 7, Episode 3, using role-based prompt chaining for better context awareness. In the last episode, we covered how to structure a multi-step prompt for better workflow efficiency. Now we will focus on role-based prompt chaining, a technique that allows GPT to simulate different experts' perspectives for more precise, relevant responses. By the end of this episode, you will know what role-based prompt chaining is and why it matters. How assigning roles improves GPT's accuracy and depth. How to structure multi-step prompts using role-based approaches. Let's get started. Step 1. What is role-based prompt chaining? Role-based prompt chaining means assigning GPT a specific role in each step of the workflow. Instead of asking, write a marketing plan for a new product, you can instruct GPT to take on different roles, such as 1. As a market researcher, list 3 emerging trends that could influence our product launch. 2. As a content strategist, suggest 3 marketing channels for promotion. 3. As a copywriter, draft an engaging product description. 4. As a sales expert, write a compelling sales pitch for potential investors. By switching roles, GPT delivers insights from multiple expert perspectives, making the responses more well-rounded and relevant. Step 2. Why role-based prompt chaining improves context awareness. When GPT takes on a specific role, it adjusts its response based on that expertise. This method enhances accuracy. GPT responds as if it were a specialist in that area. Improves depth. The responses are more detailed and insightful. Reduces generic outputs. GPT mimics real-world expert reasoning. For example, a business consultant's approach to solving a problem will be different from a customer service manager's approach. By using role-based chaining, you get tailored insights rather than broad, generic answers. Step 3. How to structure a role-based multi-step workflow. To implement role-based chaining effectively, follow this structure. 1. Define the problem or task. What do you need GPT to solve? 2. Break it into expert roles. Who would provide useful insights? 3. Sequence the roles logically. Ensure each step builds on the previous one. Use GPT's response as input for the next expert role. Example, developing a marketing strategy using role-based prompt chaining. 1. Market researcher. Identify 3 industry trends that impact our product market. 2. Consumer psychologist. Explain how these trends influence customer behavior. 3. Marketing strategist. Based on this insight, recommend a marketing approach. 4. Content writer. Draft an ad copy that aligns with this strategy. 5. Sales expert. Create a call to action that drives conversions. By chaining these roles together, you create a well-researched, strategically aligned campaign. Step 4. Assigning GPT a role for customer service and sales. Another great use of role-based chaining is in customer communication. Let's say you're creating an AI-powered chatbot. Instead of using a one-size-fits-all prompt, use a role-based sequence. 1. Customer service agent. Draft a friendly response to a refund request. 2. Legal consultant. Check if the refund policy allows this request and revise the response accordingly. 3. Brand manager. Refine the response to align with our brand voice. This results in a well-balanced response that is polite, legally sound, and brand-aligned. Step 5. How to use role-based chaining for business decision-making. When making business decisions, different perspectives can be valuable. GPT can act as 1. A financial analyst. Evaluate the cost-benefit of hiring an in-house marketing team versus outsourcing. 2. A business strategist. Recommend a long-term growth strategy based on the financial analysis. 3. A risk management expert. Identify possible risks in this strategy and how to mitigate them. Each role adds a new layer of analysis, helping you make more informed, data-driven decisions. Step 6. Common mistakes in role-based prompt chaining and how to fix them. Mistake 1. Not defining the role clearly. Bad prompt. Give me advice on launching a product. Fixed prompt. As a product manager, outline the key steps for a successful product launch. Mistake 2. Using too many roles at once. Bad prompt. As a CEO, marketer, and sales expert, develop a strategy. Fixed prompt. 1. As a CEO, define the business objectives for this product launch. 2. As a marketer, suggest promotional channels to reach our audience. 3. As a sales expert, write a follow-up script for closing deals. Breaking it into sequential roles improves clarity and response quality. Mistake 3. Not carrying context across roles. Bad prompt. Now write a product description. Fixed prompt. Using the features listed by the product designer in the previous response, write a product description in an engaging tone. Always reference earlier responses to maintain consistency across roles. Example prompts for role-based chaining. First, for business strategy, try this. As a business analyst, identify the top challenges facing small e-commerce brands. Now, as a consultant, suggest solutions to address them. Second, for hiring and recruitment, try this. As an HR manager, list the key skills needed for a digital marketing role. Now, as a hiring manager, write a job description. Third, for branding and storytelling, try this. As a branding expert, define the brand identity for a new fitness app. Now, as a copywriter, create a compelling tagline. Fourth, for legal compliance, try this. As a legal advisor, summarize GDPR compliance rules for e-commerce. Now, as a business owner, outline the key steps to implement compliance. Fifth, for financial planning, try this. As an accountant, break down the budgeting needs for a startup. Now, as an investor, evaluate whether this budget makes sense. These structured role-based approaches increase precision and context awareness in GPT's responses. Now it is time for your action task. Step 1. Choose a business problem or task that requires multiple perspectives. Step 2. Define at least 3 roles that would contribute to solving the problem. Step 3. Write a prompt sequence where each role builds on the previous response. Step 4. Test it with ChatGPT and refine the workflow based on the responses. Step 5. Compare this approach to a single prompt method and note the improvements. By the end of this task, you will have a structured role-based workflow that enhances GPT's ability to provide expert-level responses. What's next? In the next episode, we will explore how to use multi-step prompts for research and analysis, teaching you how to break down complex research tasks into logical sequences that improve GPT's ability to summarize and generate insights. If you want to refine how GPT assists in research and business analysis, don't miss the next episode. See you there.